Dr. Summer, already clinical infamous Amy Barker, B-A-R-K-E-R, first of all, A-M-Y. Today's date is 1/14/2013. Patient is with a chief complaint, number one, of cough, number two, sinus congestion, number three, runny nose, number four, post-nasal drip, number five, nasal congestion, number six, no sputum production, number seven, no wheezing, number eight, chronic renal insufficiency stage three, number nine, CHF, EF is 25-30%, Number 10, hypertension with hypertensive heart disease with renal insufficiency with heart failure. Number 10, anemia. Number 11, osteoporosis. Number 12, left ventricular hypertrophy, normal motion of the intraventricular septum, inferior wall hypokinesis. Number 13, steps post pacemaker per Dr. Mahoffel. Number 14, aortic insufficiency, mitral irritation, diastolic dysfunction, pulmonary insufficiency. Number 15, reflux esophagitis. Number 16, esophageal strictures, status post dilation. Number 17, hiatal hernia. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. She's currently very busy. Her husband's in the hospital sick. She has a history of thyroid nodules. She's supposed to get a thyroid ultrasound, but she has not had one done. She had a mammogram, which was unremarkable. She still needs a breast exam. We'll schedule a pap pelvic exam with Hannah Morris, physician assistant. At that time, she'll do a breast exam as well, period. Patient IV, nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, short breath, no focal motor sensory deficits, no skin rashes, skin lesions, no polydipsia, polyuria, polyphagia, no helical intolerance, no diarrhea, no polydipsia, polyuria, polyphagia. Patient has a sinusitis / bronchitis. We'll give it a ruptitin AC, 1 teaspoon, Q6 aspirin, cough. Dispense 250 cc's, augmented 835 twice a day for 10 days. Benadryl dose back placebo, Mucinex 1200 twice a day for 10 days. 1 gram of Cefin IM shot, 0.5 cc's Decadron shot. We'll have the patient come back in 2 weeks for follow-up. I'll schedule a thyroid ultrasound. Worsening thyroid nodules, check status on nodules without developing thyroid cancer, right enlargement, necessitating thyroid biopsy, period. She needs to continue with the regular medications. She needs to continue with the Pravacol, the Vasa and Trac, or denies any muscle aches or pains. Blood pressure seems to be stable. Continue the Captopril. Recommend low salt, low cholesterol diet. Increase exercise as best as possible. Echo report on 2/27/2012 showed some aortic insufficiency, left atrial enlargement, abnormal motion of the interventricular septal wall, EF was 35%, global left ventricular hypokinesis, pacemaker, why was noted in the right atrium, mitral irritation, tricuspid irritation, diastolic dysfunction. This is Dr. Salmon, right, example of the clinic, not from Mr. Amy Barker, and the dictation.